At Morning Glory, we never sleep. Connect with us on Facebook.
And it's 15 minutes after the hour on Friday, December 15th, 2017. It's this second week of Advent. I'm Gloria Purvis. My co-host is Brian Patrick. Our producer is Elisa Murphy. And our godly counsel is Father Thomas Petrie. He's a dean at the Dominican House of Studies. And we're joined in studio by Michael Vacca. He's the Assistant Director of Ministry and Policy Development of Christ Medicus Foundation. Good morning, Michael.
Thank you for having me, Gloria.
So I understand that you got a JD from Ave Maria Law School and you're a licensed attorney in Michigan. And I'm wondering how that helps play into your being doing your role for Christ Medicus Foundation.
Yeah, so my background really is in pro-life, pro-family work. With what we're doing with the Christ Medicus Foundation and Catholic healthcare, we're building a culture of life. There's a lot of legislation and policy aspects to doing that because, unfortunately, as we know, there are a lot of things in healthcare that are contrary to the gospel of life. And so we're trying really to promote the dignity of the human person. We're seeking to empower people to live their faith in healthcare so that our Catholic healthcare system, our Catholic healthcare institutions become a light to the world.
So I see that you spent 2 years at the Pontifical Council for the Family advising the church on pro-life, pro-family issues, and actually drafting briefs defending the dignity of the human person and the family. So with your work at CMF Curo, do you think that this is like the new way the Catholics just can just not even be bothered with the kind of mess that we see with secular insurance, that there's another way that we can take care of our health needs without being compromised by abortion, abortifacient, sterilization, things like that?
Yes, most certainly. And to give a personal testimony to that, to show people that this is possible and this really does work, because so many people are afraid, you know, to leave insurance. That's all they've ever known. Mm-hmm. Last year, I had kidney stones. Which I had to have two lithotripsies done. Mm. It was very, very painful for about 3 or 4 months, and we had close to $40,000 in medical expenses. Mm. This is just before my wife and I were married, and as you can imagine, not necessarily the best time to get sick.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was through a friend, I got connected with a Catholic urologist who was able to assist. And then my wife and I just prayed for discounts. Lord, you know, we're cash pay patients. Help us, provide for us through your church, through your community. We believe that you love us, that you care for us. Mm. And so rather than trusting an insurance company, which is, you know, all about assessing risk and profit, let's trust you and your church. Let's put our faith in your community that you're going to provide for our needs. It worked for St. Peter, St. James, and the apostles. Why can't it work for us?
How does CMF Curo work? What is it exactly?
So the Christ Medicus Foundation Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry. Through partnering with Samaritan Ministries, what we do is we share medical expenses. So instead of you sending your check to an insurance company where they would collect it, the funds, pool it with other people's funds and pay out claims, you will literally send your check to Gloria. Gloria will send her check to Sarah. Sarah will send her check to Francesca. And so literally you've got 200,000 people throughout the country that are sharing about $20 million in medical expenses. And this is a very efficient way of doing healthcare because there's no middleman. There's no insurance company that's taking a large percentage of the proceeds. Essentially, what's happening is it's Peter, James, and John gathered together in the upper room and saying, Holy Spirit, I give you everything. I want to be a fellow worker in your vineyard. I want to share with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is how we let our light shine to the world. So as I was saying with our need, we got a 75% discount. The bill went from $40,000 to $13,000. That was shared amongst probably 50, 60 families. Mm.
And Michael, how proven is this? What's the track record? How long has it been going on? And is it proven sustainable over time?
Yeah. So 100% of eligible medical needs have been shared through Samaritan in the last 20 years. That's you know, partially why we partnered with them. But as well as that, I think what we have is we've built up a moral integrity and a commitment through CMF Curo to walk with people, to love them, to care for them. When we get on the phone with people and we pray with them and we say, listen, you know, we're here with you. We're not only going to support you financially through our community, but we are going to offer up masses for you. We are going to be with you every step of the way. We're going to check in on you. People feel so immensely loved and served by that, that it, their hearts open up to the fullness of Christ's grace. And that in itself is a beautiful mission.
Do you all only deal with the catastrophic expenses? What about just the regular expenses of getting your eyes checked or, you know, going in for preventative care?
Yeah, routine preventive care in our community. There are ways of getting assistance with that, but it's generally something people will budget for. Mm. You know, with insurance, the structure is very different because you're paying a deductible, an annual amount that you have to pay before anything is covered. So people end up paying for this anyway. With our program, they're paying a third as much as they are with insurance. So even if they have to pay out of pocket for an eye exam, or even if they have to pay out of pocket for a yearly physical, they're able to save that money and then live their faith and not pay for things that compromise it.
So with the $13,000 that you got the bill down to, that the other members shared that cost with you and help you pay that $13,000, right?
All of it. My wife and I didn't have to pay a penny out of pocket. We even had families that their children colored us pictures to put on the refrigerator. I mean, the love, the support of the Catholic community was incredible. And literally, there are people that will say, you know, the financial support is wonderful, but the Catholic community, the fellowship of those who believe in Christ coming together, that's what gets me through it, is the fact that my other brothers and sisters are there walking with me, which is what Pope Francis is calling us to, I believe, is this accompaniment, this walking beside each other, carrying the cross of Christ. And so what I say to the American people really with healthcare is the following, that, you know, we should expect more from our healthcare. Not only should it be quality, not only should it be affordable, but it should lead us closer to Christ.
Amen.
It should really be a way of living our faith, because that's what Christ calls us to live holistic lives and to shine the light of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And if you're interested in finding out more about Catholic health care, you can visit CMF Curo online, CMFCuro.com, or you can call them at 800-840-7471. Thank you so much, Michael Vaca, for joining Morning Glory
today.
It's
been a pleasure. Thank you so much. God bless you,
God
Gloria.
Bless you.
Great to see you, Michael, and a great message there. We're coming up on 25 after the hour. In a moment, we look at Gaudete Sunday, the beginning of Advent 2, as Father Thomas Petrie puts it. But first, a little Catholic chatter with our producer, Elisa Murphy.
We've heard from Bonnie, who just wrote in, saying she's very happy to hear that there's a health care out there that actually falls in line with our Catholic faith. Thanks, Michael, so much for joining us today. And we also heard from Mary Ann, who loved the discussion on Father Leopold's Lego extravaganza. And she says, why don't we have one of the Dominican House of Studies,
well,
Father?
Well, you know, you can talk to Father Aquinas Gilbo, who's the prior of the Dominican House of Studies, I am
What's his phone number again? Let's put it out there.
202.
So, Father Gaudete